The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
And there's this quiet sense of, oh, wait, I'm not looking at the world the same way I used to. More people find their voice. Independent creators rise. New ways of learning and sharing information will expand. People start thinking more for themselves. Truly, it's almost like your mind is updating, like the lens that you've been seeing life through is slowly being recalibrated. And yes, it can also feel overwhelming because Gemini energy can be very mental, very fast, very stimulating. So you might notice that your mind is racing more or more curious, more questioning, or even feeling a little mentally overloaded. And instead of trying to keep up with everything, this might actually be a time to get more intentional about what you consume and what you choose to believe. Hello, hello, magical friends. Yo, mees. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today, we're leaning all the way into a fun, witchy Thursday portal. We're talking astrology and what's going on in the sky right now. Why you might be feeling a little different lately. And I'll be honest, I'm not someone who claims to be an expert in every single transit. I love astrology and I'm always learning and always curious, but I don't pretend to know everything or be an expert astrologer. But I do love to take it all in and then relay it to you. Uranus enters Gemini April 25th through the 26th. So we are in it now. And some of you listening may wonder why I pronounce it Uranus instead of Uranus. I prefer this pronunciation, and I like that Pam Gregory on YouTube said it this way. A lot of astrologers, I actually learned it, that pronunciation, I believe the first year of this podcast in 2017 from another astrologer. I think it was Deborah Silverman. She's also brilliant about talking about the transits. I also liked reading about Jordan Younger, the Balanced Blonde's take on it from her Substack. There's many resources out there to learn about what's going on, especially the big transits like this one. And I'm fascinated by it. I'm excited to see how I end up feeling and my take on it during this time. But reading and listening to all these different sources, it just made me pause because I had been feeling something shift energetically, but I honestly couldn't fully put words to it yet. I kind of talk about it on the podcast, or I'll share what I'm going through so I can myself have a soulful reflection and then explore that with you. But yeah, I love when that happens, when you feel something internally and then you see someone articulate it in a way that opens your perspective, or you see that it might align with what is going on in the stars. And so, yeah, I went down my own little rabbit hole, read more, reflected on it, tuned into how it actually feels in real life, which I believe we should all do instead of listening to what they say and taking that as gospel. I think it's important to also see how you feel during these transits, but understand the grand perspective of it all. I think that is very important. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to talk through this Uranus in Gemini transit in a way that feels grounded and curious and honestly just fun. And take what resonates, of course, as always, leave what doesn't. But let's get into it. Okay, so Uranus just moved into Gemini, and this is not like a tiny quick transit. This is a long-term generational shift. Uranus stays in each sign for about 7 years. So this is the energy we're working with through around 2033. And Uranus is known as the Great Awakener. It's the planet of disruption and sudden change, breakthroughs, shaking things up that were stagnant, and Gemini. Gemini rules communication, information, media, the mind, how we think, speak, and connect. So when you combine those two, this is basically a complete reset in how we communicate, think, and process information. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people, and so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-sized motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. And some astrologers actually say that this isn't just about how we communicate, but how we perceive reality itself shifting. Like the way we interpret things, the way we understand truth, the way we process what we're seeing and hearing, all of that evolving too. And you can already kind of feel that, right? Like, things are moving faster, more voices are online, there's more perspectives all over the place, more confusion, but also more awakening, more awareness, being more conscious of our own realities and the macro reality, what's going on in the world. So naturally I was like, okay, when was the last time Uranus was in Gemini? Oh my gosh, you guys, it was 1941 to 1949, which is wild because that lines up with World War II. All right, I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, my dad was born in 1944, and I just was thinking about that time and the uncertainty and the global tension. And it's honestly something I'm very grateful to have never experienced firsthand. But it's also interesting to reflect on because that era wasn't just about war. It was also a massive shift in communication and technology and information systems like radio, early computing, mass media. Everything was changing in how people received and understood the world. And when you look at that today, it's not the same situation at all, but there is a similar feeling of rapid change, information overload, questioning what's true. And I think instead of looking at that and spiraling, right, it's more helpful to zoom out and say, okay, humanity has gone through massive shifts like this before. We know that an evolution often comes through disruption, right? But that doesn't always mean something negative. It's just a rapid acceleration in awareness. So instead of going into fear-based interpretations as well, I like to look at this transit as an invitation. And this could be a time where people start seeing things differently, not just learning new information all over the place, or old perspectives they might not quite fit anymore. And there's this quiet sense of, oh wait, I'm not looking at the world the same way I used to. More people find their voice. Independent creators rise. New ways of learning and sharing information will expand. People start thinking more for themselves. Truly, it's almost like your mind is updating, like the lens that you've been seeing life through is slowly being recalibrated. And yes, it can also feel overwhelming because Gemini energy can be very mental, very fast, very stimulating. So you might notice that your mind is racing more or more curious, more questioning, or even feeling a little mentally overloaded. And instead of trying to keep up with everything, this might actually be a time to get more intentional about what you consume and what you choose to believe. So beyond Uranus and Gemini, another energy that's really present right now is this feeling of transition. We're in a time astrologically where a lot of slower moving planets are either shifting signs or they're preparing to. And that creates this in-between energy, which honestly ties perfectly into Monday's episode. It can feel like things aren't fully clear yet, or old versions of you are dissolving, but the new hasn't fully landed. And depending on what's active in your chart, this can show up as restlessness, reflection, a desire to change something in your life. And again, that doesn't mean something is wrong. It usually means something is in motion. And for some people, that might even feel like a subtle expansion in awareness, like being more intuitive or more perceptive, more aware of things you maybe won't have noticed before. So how to work with this energy? Well, we want to keep it light and empowering. So if this is a time of mental shifts, communication changes, and new perspectives, how do we actually work with it? Well, there's a few simple ways. Be mindful of your information intake. Not everything deserves your energy. Huge. Also, get curious instead of reactive. You don't have to have an immediate opinion on everything. Express yourself more, whether that's writing or speaking or creating. And also trust your own discernment. Not everything you hear is truth, but you can learn to feel what resonates. And also notice how you're thinking, not just what you're thinking, like observing your thoughts instead of immediately believing them. This doesn't have to be overwhelming at all. It can actually be a really exciting time to learn and evolve and find your voice in a deeper way. So this was a short portal episode, but I just thought that this was fascinating. I highly recommend diving in on Uranus in Gemini transits more, and also reflecting on how you're feeling during this time. Definitely journal for the next 7 years. No, but seriously, whether you believe in astrology or you just like to explore for fun, I think it can be a really beautiful lens to reflect on what we're experiencing. And right now, it does feel like something is shifting. Maybe not just around us, but within us too. Not in a scary way at all, but I do in a way think that this will be a time where a lot of us wake up, we rethink, we see things differently, that kind of thing. So, of course, again, take what resonates. Leave what doesn't, as always, and stay curious. And if you want to stay connected with me outside the podcast, connect with me on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. And with all that being said, I'll connect with you Monday for another Magic Monday episode. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.